realestate.com.au's Property Talk podcast, brought to you by realestate.com.au Home Loans. We'll find the loan that's right for you. Call 1300 854 854.
Hello and welcome back to realestate.com.au Property Talk. This podcast series focuses on all you need to know about buying property. My name is Cameron Riley and I'm here again with our real estate expert, Andrew Pegler. Now, in this episode, we're going to talk about mortgage costs and some of the other associated costs with buying real estate, correct?
Yeah. Look, it costs a lot of money to set up a home loan, believe it or not. Not a lot of people are aware exactly how much. Not only are there the repayments, but there's all sorts of things that swirl around that you've got to pay for. Legals, administration, getting your property valued, these all add up. Sometimes they're charged separately, but some lenders will combine them into an establishment or application fee. Now, with all the different fees that are on offer and all of the complicated deals that you will be presented with, it can be a bit confusing. But the rule I like to go by is loans with low interest rates have high fees and vice versa. So basically, you're going to pay for it somewhere. If you don't pay for it up front, then you're going to pay for it in an ongoing fee sense.
Okay, so let's break it down into what the different sorts of fees are that we'll be looking at.
Sure. Starting off, the first thing you're going to pay for is the establishment or application fee, and this is a one-off fee to set up your mortgage. And it's depending on your loan, it's going to cost you $350 to $1,800. Also, it's a good thing to ask your broker what's actually covered in the establishment fee, because sometimes that establishment fee also includes the actual valuation fee of your property as well as other legal fees. So you pay up front for other things besides just the application fee. Now, the valuation fee that I'm talking about, the lender usually requires a valuation of the property, and this is going to cost about $250. So they have someone come along and value the property to make sure that the price that has been paid for the property is more or less what the property should be worth. The lender's solicitor's fees, that's another thing that does add up, and you're often going to have to pay these costs anywhere between $400 to $1,000, again, depending on the complication of your loan and the type of property that you've got. You're also going to have to pay for what's called disbursements, which are just which are searches done by the solicitors to check that the property is unencumbered and is not subject to reclamation orders from government departments. Obviously, that wouldn't be a good look if you've bought a property and in actual fact the property is owned by somebody else. The administration charges is the next thing I want to talk about, and this is going to be about $20 a month, and you can negotiate your way out of those. So have a word to your broker about that. Lender's mortgage insurance. As we've discussed earlier on, if you've borrowed more than 80% to cover the cost of your purchase, you're going to have to take out lender's mortgage insurance. And this covers you in the event of your defaulting. And the cost of that is usually about 2%. Of the price you're going to pay, so it's $2,000 for every $100,000 or so that is the purchase price. The mortgage stamp duty, this is not applicable in the Australian Capital Territory, the Northern Territory and in Victoria, but is applicable in the remaining states, and it varies depending on which state you're in, and it can run up to a few thousand dollars or more depending again on your individual circumstances. To register your mortgage, Cameron, is going to cost you $120, and you go and register that with the Lands and Titles Office in your state. So that's a bit of an overview of the basic expenses you've got with a mortgage, Cameron.
All right, mate. Is there any other kind of associated expense that we should be prepared for?
Yeah. Something that's often overlooked is the removalist, so moving you from A to B. And that can range from $200 to pay for a man with a van through to several thousand dollars when you're moving a family, with sofas and children's toys and cubby houses and the accoutrement of the modern family. The cost of owning a property also is something that not a lot of people take into actual account. The biggest obvious cost of owning a property is your ongoing mortgage expenses. So a good idea is to budget for interest rates about 2% above whatever they currently are, just so you've got some sort of safety buffer in case interest rates rise, and as we know, that can happen. If it's an apartment you bought, you're going to have to pay strata fees, which is actually the biggest variable cost you'll get after mortgage repayments. And I know quarterly strata fees can range from anything from $250 for a two-bedroom flat right up to $3,000 if you've got a luxury penthouse apartment. And of course, there are other ongoing home-owning costs you'll need to budget for, like council and water rates, insurance and repairs and maintenance and so on.
Well, thank you, Andrew. I think that's a good overview of the different costs we've got to be prepared for when buying real estate, and I look forward to joining you on the next episode of realestate.com.au's Property Talk.
realestate.com.au's Property Talk podcast brought to you by realestate.com.au Home Loans. We'll find the loan that's right for you. Call 1300 854 854.